Hi, my name is Dr. Katie Berlacher. I am a cardiologist in the United States of America, and I am fortunate to be here at the American College of Cardiology, the annual scientific sessions for 2024. And I was thrilled to hear all of the presentations this morning, including the first one, which was presented by Dr. Jim Januzzi. And he talked about the selective aldose reductase inhibitor called AT-001, which was really looking at the treatment of diabetic cardiomyopathy, which for those of us in practice seeing a lot of patients who have not only cardiomyopathy, but diabetes, it was a really important mechanistic drug for us to think about. They looked at a phase 3 controlled randomized trial called ARISE-HF. And while they didn't see significant improvement, we think that it was a really important drug for us to study and to think about for use of our patients who have diabetes and the control of their heart failure as it relates to diabetes. Now, Dr. Januzzi is a fantastic presenter and a terrific trialist, so I am quite sure that we will continue to hear more about this as he continues to do more science. So I am thrilled that we got to hear just a little bit of this story early on. You know, one of the other trials that I thought was really terrific today was Dr. Martin Marin, who talked about a new novel cardiac metotrope, which is a drug that treats non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And for those of you who see patients or even have occasional patients with this disease, we know that non-obstruction for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy still causes significant symptoms. And so this is a really important drug for us to think about treating those patients and improving their quality of life. It was the efficacy and safety of a drug called nirafaxtest. And that drug was shown to be incredibly safe and efficacious for improvement of physical activity as it was measured in a variety of different ways by Dr. Marin and his trialists. So we are really thrilled to have that as a new tool for us to use when treating non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. You know, the next trial that we talked about this morning was presented by Dr. Andre Lemmy, who was talking, you know, he is a cardiac surgeon, and he was talking about the use of tranexamic acid in cardiac surgery. So for those of you who don't know this drug, which I did not know this drug beforehand, this is a drug that is used typically in the IV form to decrease bleeding at the time of cardiac surgery. And what his group thought about was using that topically, so putting that in the pericardium and thinking if that would decrease bleeding the same way that the IV drug does. And what I didn't mention is that the IV tranexamic acid increases, the problem with it is that it increases seizures. So the hope was that the topical use of this would still help with bleeding, but decrease seizure. And unfortunately, this was a neutral trial. They did not find that it was incredibly helpful. But, you know, I highlight that this is something for us to continue to do as we think about the way that we do cardiac surgery and the things in those steps of cardiac surgery, the medicines, the use of those medicines, and the outcomes of those things. So we applaud Dr. Lemmy and his group, a small study, but a really important study for us to know exactly how to manage these patients with bleeding and seizures, unfortunately, at the time of cardiac surgery. You know, the fourth trial that we talked about today was Dr. David Austin's trial. You know, and this was a really big trial called PROACT. And this is something that for me, you know, I practice in cardiology, general cardiology, but I see a lot of patients who also have cancer of some sort. And we know that anthracyclines, which is a medicine that we use to treat cancer, can have cardiac damaging effects. And so this trial was looking at the use of enalapril in prevention of those effects from a cardiac standpoint. Does it protect patients who are using anthracycline medicines, such as doxorubicin, in not having as much cardiac damage in the future? And while this study was a neutral trial, unfortunately, enalapril did not prevent cardiac damage in those patients that have use of anthracyclines as treatment for their patients. We thought that it was a really important study for us to do, looking at how patients get enrolled in these trials and how we can do that better. There are a lot of barriers to doing this type of work. I applaud Dr. Austin and his collaborators for even trying this, a super hard trial, and something that we need to continue to work at to see if that concept of prevention for cardiotoxicity is something that we actually can achieve. My hope is for sure we can. We just haven't found the right answer to it quite yet. Last but not least, Dr. Steven Nissen talked about the TACTIC trial, which was the outcomes of the use of non-prescription rosuvastatin administration with a technology-assisted web app. So what they did was use a web app for patients to log on to and see if they would qualify for the use of rosuvastatin. Now, this was for patients who were not very high risk, who had had previous heart attacks or strokes. These were for patients who were using rosuvastatin, a low to moderate, low dose statin, for primary prevention. And, you know, this was a really complicated and really hard trial to do, but we applaud Dr. Nissen and his group of collaborators for even attempting to do this. As you can imagine, this is hard, not only to set up a website, to ask patients to use an app, and then to be brave to take a medicine that previously had required a prescription to use. So this is something that we are thrilled to hear. What they showed with that web app is that it actually is feasible for patients to log on. When patients would do the questions that they had to answer in order to see if they qualified for the medicine, the trialists then looked at whether or not physicians, who would also be seeing those patients, agree with the answers that the web-based app used and found. So the great news of this is that it was feasible. The way that patients accessed that information and got the prescription was the way that physicians would have done it as well, had it not been on the web. And even more importantly, a tertiary outcome is that LDL decreased significantly with those patients who did qualify and use the low dose, 5 milligram dose of rosuvastatin. Now, you know, one of the issues with this trial was that it was only 6 months long, so there is not long-term trial up or long-term data on adherence to rosuvastatin. But we know that this is the beginning, hopefully, of a way for us to get more patients who qualify for that medicine to take it. One of the problems is that there are a lot of patients who should be using this medicine and who would benefit from this medicine, but do not actually have access to this medicine or are taking it. So this is the very beginning of a new way for us to get access to patients who need a medicine who would otherwise not be taking it. You know, this has been a thrilling 3 days of an ACC 24 scientific session. It has been so exciting. There has been a buzz everywhere. We are hopeful that you have learned not only about these trials, but all of the other trials that were presented online. There is a web-based program that you can go to called ACC Anywhere that you can access not only all of the late-breaking clinical trials that were presented here, but also all of the sessions that were presented. So if you missed out on anything, please do. You can find it all online. You can get access to the entire meeting. There's a lot of information on there, and I am quite sure not only you and your practice, but also your patients will benefit from it. Thank you so much.